Just thank you, Father, for the Holy Ghost, the teacher. We just yield ourselves to you, Holy Spirit, tonight, all of us. Thank you, Lord, that we're not conformed to this world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God tonight in this city. And your perfect will is that none should perish, but that all should come to everlasting life. We thank you for that will tonight, that we'll be in your perfect will tonight, doing what you told us to do, Lord, taking the gospel to the streets of Minneapolis and St. Paul. We give you the glory and the honor for whatever happens tonight, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise God. Tonight I'm going to be talking about power. If you have a Bible with you, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Very familiar with a lot of us, especially if you're in the charismatic circle. Amen. I didn't hear this verse too much when I was a Baptist. They didn't talk about the book of Acts. Amen? They talked about the Bible, but they didn't talk much about Acts. Praise God. But Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me." Amen? "Both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." So what that word, I looked it up today, dunamis, that's the Greek word for power there. It means dynamite. It means might, power, strength. So you and I tonight, the Bible commands us to be strong in the Lord, doesn't it? In the power of His might. So when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you receive that power. Amen. I'm not afraid of the devil. I know you're not either. A lot of Christians are. They haven't received the dynamite yet. Amen? But we got the dynamite power living within us. And we can walk in that tonight. Amen. And we'll blow up the devil.
Yeah.
Wherever we go. So people have to know what certain words mean. It's really good to get a concordance. I don't know, most people have one. A lot of you had a concordance in the back of your own Bible. But I have an exhaustive concordance. It's a Strong's concordance. It really helps you out, because those, a lot of words that we read back then, they're different. They have different meanings. There's another word for power called exousia or something like that. Exousia or something. It's in, I forgot it. It's Luke 10:19. It says, "But you shall, no weapon formed against you," you know. It says God's given us power, authority to tread on serpents, scorpions, above all the authority of the devil God has given us. So we have the greater power tonight. We have the higher power, like they say in AA. Don't they? Any of you ever went to an AA group? They talk about the higher power. Don't they, Greg?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we have the great power tonight. We've got the Holy Ghost living inside of us. The Bible says, "Lay your hands on the sick, they shall recover. Cast out the devil." We got that authority also. Amen. We got the dynamite to blow up the works of the devil. We all, God's given us that authority. He equips us. He never lets us take anything we can't handle. There'll never be a circumstance out there in the streets that you won't be able to handle if you listen to the Spirit of God. I mean, last year we had an altercation. Someone got hurt, but they could have avoided it. And they even told me they could have. See, we have the wisdom of God. The Bible says wisdom's been made unto us, known unto us as a believer. God equips us. He gives us that authority, gives us the wisdom of God to carry out His plan, His purpose for this city, for the world, for that matter. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. His perfect will is that everybody would be saved. That's our perfect will tonight. I want everyone to get saved I talk to. Not everybody will. That's understandable. I mean, there's a devil out there too, lying to people. Last week I was talking about obedience. We had to be obedient. See, you guys were obedient tonight. There's a few Christians that they were willing to come tonight, but they weren't obedient. They didn't take the first step. They had to get home, take a shower, whatever time they get home from work, and the devil's fighting them, tooth and nail. Oh, come on, stay home tonight. It's the first Monday night football game. Stay home. Isn't that true? Monday night football, first one. It's on ESPN. Yeah? That's right. But see, that's how Pastor Lynn was sharing another day, how the devil lied to her. All church evangelism, Wednesday night. Be there. The devil will lie to you and say, oh, no, I went out the last two times. It really wasn't that great. Doesn't he lie like that?
That's right. That's his thing.
Yeah. I went out there last two times, and the people I went with, I really didn't like them, so I'm not going to go this week. People call on the phone at this our secretary every day. Yeah, do you have a Wednesday night service? No, we're going on the street. Oh, okay, I guess I'll go next Wednesday. People are so afraid of the devil. There's so much fear. What does the Bible say about fear? God didn't give us a spirit of fear. It's a power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Those people are afraid of us.
That's right.
They think you're policemen when you're walking down the street. Last week, they're walking four abreast, the policemen over in that area, over by Plymouth Avenue. Four. Four abreast, four policemen. And they had the dogs. Hallelujah. See, people think we're undercover agents or whatever.
Amen.
Amen. We're working for the security, aren't we? Give them security, eternal life. We're security officers tonight.
Amen.
Secure their destination, where they're going when their body leaves this earth. Hallelujah, when their spirit goes.
Amen.
I shared this last Wednesday night. One of my best friends, I used to get drunk with him all the time. On my birthday about 5-6 years ago, I led the guy to the Lord. Last week I was preaching, or the week before, and some man walked up to me and, hey, do you remember this guy? I said, yeah, how is he? He's dead. Just think if I wouldn't have been instant in season, out of season. On my lunch break, the guy got saved on break. I took a coffee break with the man. He ended up going to heaven. Glory to God. See, we have to take every opportunity we can. What is our life? Turn to James 4, verse 14. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Life is fast, isn't it?
That's right.
I know the older I get, the faster it goes.
Yeah.
It's the truth. Yeah. The older you get, it just seems like it goes faster. It doesn't, but it seems like it. When your kids start growing up and pretty soon you're a grandpa or something. Yeah. Glory, I don't want to look to that yet. Amen. You either. No, there's nothing wrong with being a grandpa. Praise God. But we're young anyway. Amen?
Amen?
You know, the Bible, He renews us, doesn't He?
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord renews us every morning.
Amen.
You know, people I knew in the world 20 years ago, they see me today and they say, man, you haven't changed at all. You look younger today than you did 20 years ago. I was serving the devil back then. I looked 50 when I was 20.
Amen.
Glory to God. They tell you that right out. Boy, you're looking good. All these people I run into, and God has me run into them all the time. I go to Menards, I run into my old biology teacher. Every place I go, I run into someone I used to go to high school with, and they drive 40 miles to go get some lumber, and they run into me.
Yeah.
See, there's no coincidence with God. We have to take every opportunity. But see, if we don't know the power that we have, the power we possess, I want to be possessed, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Let's see, yes, hallelujah. Be possessed by the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost. There's a lot of people out there that are possessed by the wrong Lord, aren't they? They serve Him, don't they? They're like a puppet on a string. The devil drags them here and there and everywhere. They're going in circles. They don't know where they're going. Just like the children of Israel when they got led out of Egypt. They went in circles for 40 years. They were going in circles. They didn't know where they were going. That's how a lot of the people in the world are. They're looking for something, aren't they? They're looking for the power that you have.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They need that power in their lives. That's how they can fight the devil themselves. Amen. We used to say in the world, you know, you got to stand up for yourself. Be a man. Stand up for yourself. Praise God, I got the Holy Ghost standing up for me now.
Amen.
Amen. They need the Holy Ghost, don't they?
Right.
They need that power of God to live inside of them. He's given us power, the Bible says. He's given us dynamite power.
Amen.
So we can destroy the power of the devil.
Right.
And that's little power. See, we got the greater power.
Yeah. Yep.
Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And Him crucified.
Amen.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
The Word of God is good. See, we can have studies every week when we come in here. Just take one word.
Yeah.
Power. Just look into it, what it means.
Yeah.
It's given to us.
Right.
Turn to Luke chapter I believe it's chapter 9 or 10. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority. See that? Power and authority over all devils, not some of them, over all of them. You find the devils out in the streets. You don't find too many of them in churches. Some churches you do.
Religious devils.
Praise God, yeah, religious devils. So God's given us power and authority over all devils. And to cure all diseases.
Yes.
Amen. That takes a lot of power to lay your hands on somebody and just know in your heart that God's going to heal them.
That's right.
We're nothing in ourselves. John 14, verse 12 says greater works.
Amen.
Turn to John 14, verse 12 for a second. Look at it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also.
Amen.
And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Did he go unto the Father?
He did,
didn't he? So he's given us the greater works tonight.
Amen.
Greater works is to see people get born again,
Amen.
Filled with the Holy Ghost, so then they can realize that they have the power to tread on serpents, scorpions, above all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt them anymore.
Amen.
See, they have to hear that before they can believe it. There's a lot of Christians never heard that. A lot of Christians, like I said earlier, they're afraid of the devil. But when you lead someone to the Lord tonight, you tell them, hey, I want to give you some good news tonight. Not only did you get saved, God's given you more power right now. You got more power over the devil than some of these people that have been saved for 20 years.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the truth. They got power because they have to hear about it. God's given us authority. A lot of people think that the devil's greater than God. I know they do. I hear preachers on the radio talking about the devil all the time. They don't talk about God much. Demons at your doorstep, and they got all these other books they have out. Demons at your doorstep, yeah. They're under my feet at my doorstep. I walk out of the door and I step on them. Praise God. Because I know my power. I know the authority God's given us as His kids.
Hallelujah.
It's exciting to know that.
Man,
I used to be afraid in the world. When I was over in Germany, I was afraid of getting beat up all the time. Because there was a lot of racial fights and everything else. I was afraid. But now I know I'm not afraid of anything.
Amen.
Praise God. You walk out there and the devil confronts you. And love never fails.
Right.
You just start speaking to that devil in love.
Amen.
He's got to go.
Amen.
That's power, isn't it?
Amen.
Isn't it power in speaking in love?
That's right.
That's right. They can't touch you. You walk in that love, they can't touch you. They can't put a hand on you. Glory to God. But you have to know that. I know ministers used to get beat up all the time. The devil just... They're doing it for God's sake, you know. But praise God, we know who we are. I've had threats before. Some of you have too. Not many. I've been doing this for 11 years. I think I've only had two people really threaten me. Both of them backed down. Glory. Amen. Not because of me. Because they knew that I wasn't intimidated by the devil. See, we got to intimidate him. Don't let him intimidate us. But we can't intimidate the devil when we don't know who we are in Christ. We have to know who we are in Christ. These people tonight, they get born again, tell them who they are in Christ. Tell them they're above and not beneath. Tell them they're the head and not the tail. Tell them that.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing, doesn't it?
Right.
They have to hear it before they can believe it.
Right.
Because for probably 25, 30 years of their life, they heard that they'll never amount to nothing. They're not good enough. They'll never achieve. They'll never be good enough for their parents. Maybe their dad was a doctor and they're a janitor. It's not good enough for their dad, is it? It's the truth. I know a lot of people, they get intimidated by their parents just because they didn't turn out to what their parents want them to be. So when you pray with people tonight, give them some good news. Tell them all things are possible to him that believeth.
Amen.
Tell them, hey, you believe in Jesus Christ tonight, don't you? God's got good things for you.
Amen.
It says he has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant.
Amen.
You're a servant of God tonight. He's going to prosper you. Spirit, soul, and body. Just believe it.
Amen.
See, they need to hear that. They need seeds of love. They need seeds of encouragement.
That's right.
Don't they?
That's right.
It's more than just getting saved, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
We got to give them some good news.
Amen.
They need to hear the good news. They have to know that, hey, thanks be unto God, which all